Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, who has a hot tub? That's the question that I saw as I was scrolling through my Facebook timeline yesterday. A guy in his mid-30s, I'm not going to name any names, but a guy in his mid-30s, a single man at that, obviously very thirsty, obviously unlucky with the apps, looking for a companion in a hot tub. So his Facebook status read, "So, who has a hot tub?"
That was his post?
That was his post. It caught my attention, and I decided to look at some of the other stuff that he was putting on there. Mm-hmm. And I also found that one girl said she was going out to drink, and he commented on her status and said, "Thanks for the invite."
Oh, boy.
Which brings me to this question, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in on the DWIattorney.com text line. Fred and Lopez, I'm very curious to hear y'all's opinions on this. What are the social media no-nos? Because Thirsty Willie, I'll call him Thirsty Willie. Thirsty Willie just had two right there in front of my very eyes yesterday as I scrolled through my Facebook feed.
You know what bothers me? I don't know if this is a no-no per se. It just bothers me is the pouncer. Like on Twitter, it would be subtweeting someone.
Yeah.
Like Landry tweets something, I respond, and someone completely unrelated to us just jumps in.
You know, isn't that what social media is about? Well,
okay, if it's a topic like a sports topic, I kind of get it. But the one who pounces on every single
post, just a troll, right?
Isn't that what a troll is? No, but like they have, like I post something on Facebook. They're making a comment or whatever it is, or they did it. And then the next, it's like, when do these people get off of Facebook?
Well, I've seen a few pouncers. I don't want to pull back the curtain too much, but there's been some Facebook pouncers recently on my
Sports
feed.
Radio 610.
Has there?
Well, yeah.
Let me go to the old Landry Locker Facebook here. See who's pouncing. I don't like the pounce. That's not exactly a no-no, is it?
It could be a no-no.
I think socially unacceptable.
I think another no-no is the cosign like. When someone's going at it, just liking a personal conversation, I think that's a no-no. I think bashing your work or your boss on social media. And a lot of kids that have summer jobs do that. They think when they go on Facebook or Twitter, they can say, "Oh my gosh, my boss is so annoying." Kids, I'm not going to be able to give you a lot of advice that you can actually take too serious, but I'm going to tell you, do not talk bad about your boss or work on social media. That is a social media no-no.
That's definitely a social media no-no. I think from a kid, you know, and anything from a kid's standpoint, I mean, you know, talking about guys or saying something is something AF, that's never a good look. You know, if you're, you know, something sexy AF, especially if you're, you know, if your parents follow you, that's just never a good look.
I have a hard time responding or knowing what button to push when a friend of mine has some sad news or something.
That's like, a good one.
You know?
That's a good one.
Just lost my best friend, my dog Fido, blah,
exactly.
Blah, blah.
Exactly. That's what I don't get.
I have a hard time. That's my point.
That's weird.
What button do I push?
Yes, like my grandma just died, and when my grandma died, my grandpa shot himself, and now we're praying. And then all of a sudden, people are liking it, and I'm like, "You asshole." What
are you? I don't think you can say that on air.
Yeah, that was dumped.
That's all right. That's all right.
First dump of In the Loop.
First dump of the show. I love it. It wasn't me. But isn't that what? Isn't that
what button do you push?
Well, Facebook's got the reactions, right? Where you and Facebook, you can say that you're sad or crying or whatever,
right?
But no, that's one. I mean, I just motor on through those. I just push on through those. Mm-hmm. I mean, because here's the other thing. One... Like, I don't feel. But here's the other thing with those is I feel. And again, I'm very selective on what I mean, I don't post anything to Facebook unless it's a tweet and then it goes to my Facebook. But some of that stuff, I just don't feel, I don't need it to be out there to mm-hmm. consume by the rest of the world.
One thing that I tend to do, if I ever do a picture or something or post something, I'm a stickler about looking at everything in the picture to make sure I didn't put somebody's driver's license, somebody's, you know, some
good one.
In a bad, someone who looks in a bad light, or maybe, you know, I don't know, like they got their pants down or whatever, you know, there's somebody's going to the bathroom in the background or something. I was,
what kind of pictures are you taking, John? Where people bathroom might be taking pictures, apparently. In the background.
That's the only thing that popped into mind.
And, you know, now I see why you walk around in a thong all day. I see what you're up to, John Lopez. I get it.
This is my number one social media no-no. Because I think the beauty of social media is it gives everybody a voice. Everybody is an individual on social media. You speak for yourself. Mm-hmm. It gives you a chance to be yourself. If you ever use the word "we" when you're on social media, it might not get you blocked, but it'll get you ignored real quick because you don't speak for anybody but yourself on social media. Nobody's important enough to speak for people. So we don't care what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We don't care about this. Right. Nobody cares about that. The beauty of social media
is
it's individual, so don't use the W word.
But what if it's a group message, or if it's a group response? Like I said something, somebody tweeted at us or tweeted me the other day about the show, and I said, we're starting to hit a groove.
Yeah, that's fine. Because they're talking about the show.
But that's we.
I like this one from Splitty. The GoFundMe for your kids' travel team.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That's bad.
They're all over the place.
GoFundMe's. There's trust issues there.
See, and I saw a GoFundMe, a gal that I went to high school with. She GoFunded. Her daughter's trying to go to like Italy for her first semester or something like that. So she put a GoFundMe out. Right.
But they're everywhere now.
But that's what
man.
I'm saying. Like, you
go,
know,
go pound the pavement like we used to, and you know, try to beg for money.
They're pounding the electronic pavement. That's the thing. They're pounding the electronic pavement. That's the difference.
I can't believe I cussed on the air, man. That's all right. It's all right. It's gone.
That shows the passion. That's how excited you get.
It's forgotten. All right. I'm gonna count down the top five Texans heading into training camp. We're 6 weeks away. Mini camp starts.
Top five is in what?
Top five Texans. The power ranking, the top five Texans. You guys tell me if you agree or disagree.
What's
what's
our criteria for where they're at?
The best. Just the best. The guys that can make the most impact, the currently the best. Number five, J.J. Watt. And this is based on hope. J.J. Watt is my number five Texan right now. I don't want to completely dismiss him. I don't want to lower my expectations too much. We saw how great he was when he could stay on the field. So J.J. Watt is number five.
I'm cool with that. I want to hear the whole list here before I really see if there's an omission or a glaring person that should be added.
Yeah, I want to hear your top five first before I react.
Number four, Whitney Merciless. 12 sacks in 2015, 7.5 in 2016. The Texans losing him last year was arguably just as important as J.J. Watt, so I put him at number four.
I agree.
Number three, Deshaun Watson. And this is tamed because if Deshaun Watson has a good year and he stays on the field, he's probably going to be number one on this list. But because we've only seen him for seven games and because we saw him get hurt, I got to put him at number three.
I'm actually glad you did that.
Number two, I got to put J.D. Clowney. He was number 32 on the NFL's top 100 on NFL Network. Started every game last season. Might get a new contract. We'll see how he reacts to that. But J.D. Clowney coming off a Pro Bowl season, the second best Texan as we head into training camp. You already know who this is. 96 catches, 1,378 yards, 13 touchdowns. He is quarterback proof. Whether it's Deshaun Watson, Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage, TJ Yates, doesn't matter. DeAndre Hopkins is going to produce. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL. He is my number one Texan heading into 2018.
I got to tell you, I like your list. And I'm going to throw a couple of names out there just for the sake of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I made a top five list, Landry, it might look exactly like that. I'm glad you put Deshaun Watson three because I keep going back to it. The dude's only played seven games, only started six. We love what we saw, but we haven't seen enough, you know? And he's still coming off an injury. I wouldn't put Deshaun Watson one. Some people would.
I would.
You would?
I would. I mean, the season began. I mean, we saw what happens when he doesn't play. And again, the narrative that we've started, y'all feel good about Brandon Whedon?
He's making a good point.
I get the point.
JJ Watt, I wouldn't even have JJ Watt in my top five.
And I understand that. Like I said, it's hope. It's hope.
JJ Watt, because I'll tell you what, I think Honey Badger. You could argue Honey Badger.
That's the one I was going to add.
You could argue Tyrann Mathieu or Justin Reed will play a bigger role than JJ. JJ Watt, you don't know what you're going to get out of JJ.
I wouldn't
JJ
go
Watt.
Justin Reed. I think the only one I would change
Honey Badger
is Tyrann Mathieu for JJ, just because you have hope, which is fair. But you also know what Mathieu can do.
I think another guy that should be on the receiving votes or maybe 5B would be Deontay Foreman. Because if this,
yeah, you're real high on him. I haven't seen we've seen even less of Foreman than we have of Watson.
But the thing about Deontay is that train was just starting to get rolling.
I mean,
when
we
that Achilles blew out. No, I think Deontay Foreman is going to be special. I really, really do.
I'm not agreeing with that one.
This team, I'm not saying anything profound here, but when you've got as much as we talk about what the D-Hop to Watt group could look like. You throw a running. I mean, we're not even factoring in the running back group about how nasty this. How nasty. I tell you what, one of the guys, 5B. What do we do? 5A, 5B, 5C. Julian Davenport. That's my 5C.
I would put Nick Martin ahead of him.
If Julian Davenport is in the top 10 conversation, then you had a damn good season.
You're feeling.
You know that's my guy. I don't know.
The only lineman that should be even considered for the top 10 is Nick Martin.
Like Nick Martin, but it just seems like. He can't stay on the field.
That's my
thing. It just seems like everybody's...
Oh, you mean like Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, but Deshaun Watson, when he's out there, he's elite.
Oh, you mean like Deontay Foreman? Huh?
You're talking to that guy, not this guy.
Oh, you mean like J.J. Watt?
You're talking to that guy, not this guy.
Here's the deal.
You can't change the parameters here, man.
But here's my thing with Nick Martin, okay? Here's what I'm going to say about Nick Martin. And I see where you're coming from, Tom Flores. I see where you're coming from, TF. But here's what I'm going to say to that. He already missed his rookie year, okay? Mm-hmm. He missed his entire rookie season. And then he missed the end of last year because he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And we still don't know what these injuries come out of nowhere. At least with Deontay, you knew it was an Achilles. Watson, you knew it was an ACL.
Sure.
Nick, there's like this.
And neither one finished their rookie year.
There's kind of like a mystery.
You mean kind of like
Martin.
Nick Martin, they didn't finish their rookie year?
Well, he didn't even play. He sat out the entire. At least we saw snippets of what Foreman but I'm with you. Nick Martin had a tremendous year before he got hurt again.
He's the only one you could pencil in as even a top 10 on the offensive line.
I like Fred's thinking, though, on what we saw when Watson wasn't on the field, because I've always had this theory.
Man.
I think the year Peyton Manning won, three MVPs, maybe even more? I feel like the year that he missed the entire season with the Colts and they went 1-15, should have won MVP that year.
You can make that case.
Should have won MVP that year. His value never looked better.
It shows you what his value is. Yeah. But, I like the list. I would add maybe Matthew instead of Watt, and the only lineman you can think of is Martin.
Nick Martin. Yeah. Anybody else? Your boy Leckler's not on that list?
Oh, he's got to be, I guess. At some point, he's top 10.
Got to shorten the field.
Right?
Got to shorten the field.
He's got to be, right?
Lord. God.
You don't think he's top 10?
No.
What he's done?
The advanced stats say he's not even that good anymore.
Well, define that.
I don't know. I don't do punter advanced stats. I don't bring punters into the show. You're bringing them on. I'm just saying there are advanced stats that say Shane Leckler's not good anymore.
He mentioned him, not me.
If there's three things you can always count on John Lopez for, it's
punter stats,
Tom Flores, and Shane Leckler.
Yeah.
Okay.
And good barbecue sauce. And good barbecue sauce.
Throw in the brisket, too.
I'm telling you, the leftover brisket, make a brisket pizza with it, man.
That's too much work.
Get one of those ready-made bread.
How much leftover brisket do you think we're going to have?
I only got two slices left.
He says, you know what you do with your leftover brisket. I'm thinking maybe I could make a cracker sandwich or something. He's talking about a damn pizza.
Like a half a sandwich with one piece of bread or something like that. Yeah, I'm down to two slices. And that's just because I was too lazy to get up and warm the rest of it up again. So, all right, final segment of the program. Sean Pendergast is bebopping around here somewhere doing Eyes on Houston. And we'll get his thought. You know what? We'll throw a couple of things his way on his top five list. On Texans going into the 2018 year. And how does he feel about Andrew Luck finally throwing a football, even though it's not the Duke? Lots to get to. Final segment of the program. Get ready for the triple that, all that and more right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.